Welcome to The Worst Week Yet, the least informed podcast on the left. It's a podcast where every week we dig down deep into the news. We push past the partisan pandering to reveal the ultimate truth that everything's kind of fucked. I'm your host, Andrew Hillary, and I'm joined once again by my longtime friend, some most times co-host, Deanna Mackey. Deanna, what's up, buddy?
Nothing. You almost broke my heart because I thought I was getting downgraded back to sometimes.
It almost slipped out. I might be able to edit that out. Just that little, I could take that out. Gravy, you on that? I don't know what Gravy's doing. I asked my roommates to send me a picture of Gravy, and they sent me a picture of the place where she puked on the carpet. I was like, what the fuck?
I hated it the first time, and I hate it now, and I have only come on this podcast to defend the honor of the Shoney's breakfast buffet.
Well, hell yeah. Now, it's not just me and Deanna. You saw it in the podcast bio description thingy, but I'm saying it again. In our third seat, he's a comedian out of Washington, D.C. We hung out the other night. Please give it up for Randy. How's it going, buddy?
It's going.
Just Randy.
That's it. It's Randy. No further questions. I'll kill you. It's good to have you on. We had a good time. That mic was pretty fun the other night. My buddy came, and he was ordering two beers at once. He was like shithoused by the time we left. He was trying to give me his analysis of all the comedians. I'm like, I only watch like a third of the people. I don't know what you're talking about.
Remember that time I went with you to an open mic, and I sat there while like a bunch of dudes gave comedy that and didn't laugh, and then I just looked at you and deadpan said, I'm funnier than these people.
Yeah. I keep telling Deanna she needs to get up on stage, but here's the thing. If she never gets up, she can always feel like she's better than everybody that does it.
That's right.
But, okay, here's the thing. I'm actually doing community service, because if I don't get up, just I feel like I'm better than those people. But if I did get up, then they would feel it too.
No. Yeah.
And that would be hurtful for them.
It's a theory right now. We don't want to actualize that.
Right.
Yeah. I get you.
Right.
So I am fresh off my stint working for the State Department. I spent the week running sound for some conference for the Department of State. It was so wild. But my buddy has a company for audiovisual, so he just needed an extra set of hands. That's why I was in D.C. all week. And so I was just sitting into these conferences, like listening to like people that work in embassies talking about like, my apartment in Rio de Janeiro doesn't have enough outlets. Are you going to do something about this? It was so boring, but like weirdly, I don't know. And then there was like one guy talking about evacuating the embassy in Afghanistan. And like, that was like kind of an interesting thing to hear about. But then I'm like, oh man, these people suck. I was not a fan.
These people are the worst, TM. Speaking of the worst, let's talk about some people who are the best, aka our Patreon subscribers, and then talk about some people that are the worst, aka the people in the news.
That is how it breaks down, yeah. So, Randy, we actually, this is shocking to me even still, but this podcast is listener-funded. People send us money to do this silly little show. It's like in the, you know, dozens of dollars a month, but you know what, it's a start. You know, we're building. But yeah, if listeners, if you want to help out, you can head on over to patreon.com/worstweekyet, where you can get weekly bonus content. Right now Kennedy and I are reviewing spooky movies. We're doing Spooky Tub. We're having a good time over there. And if you sign up giving $10 a month, that means we say thank you. So just a quick big old shout out to CIA Brain Bugs, Darren No Last Name, The Green Button, The Man in the West, Patrick Leave Me Alone, Andrea Humphrey, Zap Actions Downer, Josh Troopin, and an extra special thanks to patron AJ from Baltimore, who came out to see me do jokes in Baltimore. He showed up to the show. Also Milt, I'm not sure.
Don't act like it's a big deal. He's from Baltimore. It wasn't hard. It's not like he was AJ from Denver and showed up in Baltimore.
The point is that this, I mean, we don't have many fans, but like I've met a few on this tour, and I'm like, whoa, dude, you like know things about me. This is weird. But Gins were all nice. And also, Milt came to the show in Baltimore. I don't know if you're a patron or not, but because like some people don't use their names on Patreon. But thanks for coming to the show. And I have more shows coming up, so come see me. I'll be everywhere, or like four more places. So enough of that. Patreon.com/worstweekyet. So Deanna, Randy, I don't know if the Tubians have been following the events of the last 7 days, but I regret to inform you that it was once again the worst week yet.
It, yeah, I mean, you don't have to inform me. The being alive has informed me.
So I want to start our first story this week. We're actually going to go just across the pond in it. That's right. British voice. Deanna doesn't like that impression, but yeah. That's okay. It's not good. I get why she doesn't like it. So we got to talk about, the UK is in shambles right now after a wild roller coaster 44 days serving as Prime Minister of England. Liz Truss resigned this week. Did you see this?
Well, I've seen.
she had to get 44 days. And yeah, this is a big mess. Like she oversaw the death of the Queen and the crash of the British pound. Like she fucked. I guess she didn't technically kill the Queen, but like there's no, honestly, nobody can prove she didn't.
Before we even get into this topic, you see, I just talked about this with someone yesterday, basically, okay, obviously, we're about to cook her ass, obviously. And she has it coming, all right? She did not last as long as a head of lettuce. however, I can appreciate somebody who get the fuck out of the way when they know they got to get out of the way. Like, you know what? This is not for me. I'm going to go over here. Like, y'all got this. This shit is crazy. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to go over here. I'm actually not the one for this job. Y'all, good luck. I've talked to His Majesty the King. All right.
He said, oh, dear.
Yeah. Okay, if you must. And I said, I must. Okay, I'm over here. Like, I don't know.
I guess that is kind of admirable to be like, okay, like, clearly this job is way harder than I thought it was going to be. I think maybe somebody else should do it. It sounds like a move I would make, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, like, I respect the fact that she was like, this is so much more fucked up than I thought it was. I'm out. I like that she was like, I'm protecting my peace. I have to go.
Gotta go. It was only 44 days. Like, she'll be around a lot longer than that. Like, this is going to be a fucking blip for her. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's just get the shit out of the way before I really fuck some shit up, you know?
Now, I've heard that there's a lot of people in England are very upset because although she served for less than 2 months, she is entitled to 130,000 British pounds payment for the rest of her life per month. And people are pretty mad about that. Honestly, can you imagine a better gig than like getting a job for less than 2 months, fucking up terribly at it, and then just getting a fucking pension for the rest of your life that is puts you in the 1% or whatever? Like, good for Liz. She figured something out, and we should all try and be like Liz. I just want to also say that, you know, now there's obviously like a power vacuum. Nobody's quite sure who is going to be the next prime minister. The Labour Party's calling for elections, you know. People are up in arms, but one man decided, it appears, to throw his hat back into the ring. That's right, Deanna, Boris Johnson wants to be prime minister again.
Heroes never die.
Boris Johnson, I feel like he's just the My Pillow guy, but with like blonde hair. And honestly, I love it, dude. He's such a mess. Like, how can you be the prime minister and just let yourself look like that? It's incredible, really.
He's just Trump if like Trump's family had stayed home instead of colonized. Like, what?
Yeah, yeah. I hope he gets the job back, because honestly, he was a really funny prime minister. Like, he's. Like, I always kind of have this opinion, like, if nothing's ever going to get, like, better in any way, I hope it's just, like, at least kind of silly.
I mean, silly doesn't...
What is your dog doing? Did your dog just moo? Deanna's talking to the dog off microphone. We want to hear what you're saying, Deanna. This is fucked up. Hi, Emma.
You can guess which one of us is barking.
What kind of dog is Emma? Somebody asked me, and I was like, I think it's some kind of bulldog.
He's a Frenchie.
Oh, Frenchie.
But a rescue.
On this podcast, we call her a freedom bulldog, but, you know, that's fine. That's fine. So shout out to Boris, hopeful next prime minister of the UK. And now we're heading back home, back to America. We've got to talk about some news here in the United States. I saw a report this week that I think might be the final straw that finally breaks our generation. This week, Netflix announced that they're going to start cracking down on password sharing. This is bad news.
I've heard that before.
Here's what I...
Did you just say that so that the people that don't understand technology well enough to understand that will just stop sharing their passwords? Like, that they... I think that they say it because they think there are enough people who are going to be afraid of getting in trouble that they'll stop. And then, like... good on you to the rest of the people that keep it up.
Here's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like if they actually go through with this, it's going to be one of two things. Either Netflix is going to have like a lot more customers, or they're going to have a lot less people watching. Like, it's like a big gamble on their part. Like, I feel like, some fucking boardroom guy at Netflix is like, no, think about it. You know, if we make it so people can't share passwords anymore, then I mean like 3 times, 4 times as many people will have to sign up if they want to keep watching, I don't know, whatever fucking Netflix show they watch. And I feel like it's a big risk, a big swing, and I don't see it working out for them.
I think that the crackdown on shared passwords and reintroducing commercials at the same time is a bad move. Like, you can't raise the price to keep Netflix ad-free and then tell people they can't share passwords.
Are they turning Netflix into Hulu?
Yeah, they're gonna offer a Netflix with commercials. I think it's like half the normal price or whatever, but like, I'm not trying to fucking watch commercials. I'm just trying to watch Trailer Park Boys on repeat while I fall asleep. Like, that's, I don't care. Like, whatever else. I don't want commercials waking me up.
I've been a card carrying member of the 1% of the 1%, meaning I have my own Netflix. and have done so for a long time.
Yeah, same. I don't even know how much it costs anymore.
And like, I will not know because I'm just gonna pay for it. But what I will not know is advertisements, family. Like, what?
No.
What?
Like, as the person who is the Netflix sugar mama, like, like, people are on my Netflix because, like, I was going to spend the $17 either way, so let's, like, spread it out.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I don't mind providing, but now I'm going to have to provide ad-free. Like, I'm not going to downgrade my people. Like, I'm not going to cheap out on those that rely on me.
Yeah. So I don't know, Netflix, you're, I feel like you're on thin ice, buddy, but I was thinking about this the other day too, that like, now that there's like, everything has a streaming platform, wait, I just completely forgot what I was going to say. Let's move on. What else is in the news this week? Oh, okay.
There's too many streaming platforms and now many. They're all reincorporating ads. And so we have just taken a long circuitous and costly route back to fucking cable.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, like, whenever the new ones come out, like, Netflix, their whole thing was, like, they slowly built up their numbers over the years as people, like, learned what it was and, like, people realized they like streaming. But, like, when a new one comes out, like, when Disney Plus came out, I know they got a lot of people that signed up, but, like, they're not going to be continuing to add new people for like the next 5 years. Their number's not going up every month. Like everybody that wanted Disney Plus has it already. I feel like, you know what I mean?
I do that.
I don't, because my part of my family was really weirdly religious and also really into Disney stuff. So even since a kid, I was like, I don't like this because I associate it with people who yelled at me about how I'm going to hell. Like,
fucking what a snowflake. Just triggered by
triggered by
the existence of Disney Plus.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say triggered by hell. Like,
I mean, I think snowflakes are justified at being triggered by a infinitely hot.
It's a good point.
If I was a snowflake, I would feel really endangered by that.
I need a safe space, aka somewhere where the walls aren't made of fire, you know?
Aka a freezer.
Yeah. I'd settle for a tundra. All right, let's move on. So this week, we talked about last week Kanye West was like really going through it. Lots of shit. I don't want to rehash any of that, but I just wanted to give this one quick update. This week, Kanye West bought Parler, the like alt-right social media company, which is owned or was owned, I guess, by Candace Owens' husband, which leads me to believe that there's a potential that Candace Owens has just been scamming Kanye this whole time, like trying to grift off him to like, you know, build up the friendship to get her, get him to buy Parler. And I'm like, I don't like Candace Owens, but I got to respect that kind of grift, you know, like
I respect the hustle.
It's wild. He's like, oh, Elon's buying Twitter. I'm gonna buy Parler. Like, no, dude, Parler's not good.
Is Candace Owens's husband white?
Yes, I believe he is. I saw a picture of him the other day.
Your Honor.
There was.
I have no further questions about it. I have so many questions, but honestly, a lot of them, it's not my lane to even fucking ask.
Fair enough.
That are my lane to ask. I just don't even want to know the answer, actually.
Oh, also, Kanye West was going on about this week about how George Floyd died of a fentanyl overdose. And so now his family is talking about potentially suing him for defamation. So if Kanye West ends up in like some kind of trial like Alex Jones, again, things are not going to be good, but there's potential they could be kind of funny. He did hire Johnny Depp's lawyer, though. So this is a fucking mess. Everything is so terrible.
That's so crazy, man. I just it actually it hurts my heart to even talk about it, like what's going on with my former guy.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, it's happening. Like, I just, you know what I'm saying? Like, last year, he's like, Hillary Tubman didn't even do all that, bro. Like, what are you talking about? It's like, slavery was a choice. Like, stop putting me in these situations.
Yeah. Again, it's like not something I'm like, you know, that I think Deanna or I are like super comfortable commenting on, but like just watching it, it's like how, like, it just like keeps compounding. And like, you know, like I think he posted a DM that like Jay-Z or somebody or Diddy reached out to him and was like, hey man, like, can we talk? Like, what's going on? And like, Kanye's so deep into this that he responded like, oh, the Jews are telling you to say this to me. It's like, no, dude. Like,
let me also say mental health.
Yeah. There's like this weird, like, self-fulfilling cycle that if you are unwell and you start getting this like attention for pushback, you start feeling like this, like, I need to defend myself, and like these, you know, you feel attacked and you look for patterns, and like, it's, I guess like in a very vague sense, I kind of get how somebody arrives at that kind of place, but it's fucked to watch it happen in like real time like this, especially with somebody that was a fucking hero to so many people. Yeah, like nobody ever looked up to Donald Trump. Like, nobody was like, oh, why is he saying these things? It's like, oh, he's always been a piece of shit. But like, so many people fucking love Kanye so much. And yeah, it's it hurts to watch him go through all that. And
on The Apprentice, doing 3 beats a day for
for 3 summers.
Yeah.
My favorite response to this has been from Black Twitter, and I cannot remember who tweeted this, and so I am sorry, but it was like, damn, Now I know how all those white women felt about J.K. Rowling. I'm sorry I laughed, y'all. Kanye, come back. It was like, we should have told those white women we were sorry about J.K. Rowling. Kanye is the payback. And like, in a world where everything's bad, the only takes I appreciate are ones that make me laugh.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so I want to get to, this is a bit, this is an even more heartbreaking story. I know it's going to be hard to top that, but this one, I don't know if there's any coming back from this. This week, a lawsuit was filed against Barilla Pasta, the dried spaghetti brand. Barilla. Oh, geez, I'm so sorry. And I'm sorry for what I'm going to have to tell you here. Now, Barilla, or can't speak Italian, whatever you call it, is marketed as Italy's number one brand of pasta. And in a lawsuit filed this week, it came out that Barilla is actually made in Iowa.
Duh. What?
It was supposed to be Italy's number one brand, not Iowa. There's no... Iowa is not a boot, okay? Nobody speaks Italian in Iowa. I've been there. I've never been there. But this is, you know, this is just the kind of thing the media wants to force down our throats, that like, yes, you're Italian. It's propaganda. This Italian food is number one in Italy. I bet you they don't even sell Barilla in Italy.
First of all, I can't speak for all Italian Americans, but like, I never thought that was actually the number one pasta in Italy. What? Like, I also don't think that Jennifer Aniston uses Clairol box color, despite the fact that she's on the commercial. I don't think Katy Perry uses CoverGirl foundation.
But here's a counterpoint, Deanna. We know that Papa John eats Papa John's.
But he is Papa John. Like, that's the thing. I'm sure that Claire uses Clairol, whoever the fuck. You know, like, that's their own thing. I'm sure Mr. Barilla thinks that it's the number one fucking pasta.
Do you think? Never mind. Yeah, so I don't know. It's just, you know, like I said, they want us to, the media is capable of manipulating us to believe anything. And this is, you know, I'm pulling the wool from my eyes and I'm finding out where my noodles come from. And it's not where you'd think.
Wake up, America.
Yes, people.
Yeah.
I'm glad that just Randy and I both decided to bring back sheeple at the same time. And that we both referenced Spaceship while we were talking about Kanye, but referenced it wrong because we said 3 beats a day, but it's 5 beats a day.
Yeah. More beats, more summers.
More beats, more summers, unless you're a snowflake.
A fifth.
More influence in the media. Whoa, yay. Please, no.
A fifth beat has just hit the tower. Okay. I was trying so hard to get that out. It wasn't even worth it. Let's move on. I want to talk about, this is a fun story. So have you heard of the anti-woke superhero movie?
What? No. No, because I'm not a fucking idiot.
To be clear, I only heard about this because I Google like what happened this week that was fucked up. So some guy who calls himself Vox Day, which is a dumb name, he was like, he got like prominence in Gamergate a few years ago. This guy wanted to make an anti-woke superhero movie. So there's a movie that they...
Wait, stop. I'm not even internet enough to follow what you just referenced. Like, what the fuck is Gamergate?
Oh, it was this thing a few years ago about like how toxic the gaming community is for women. And it was like just a bunch of men who like... Well, this was like one of the first things that brought Steve Bannon to prominence, is that like it was like the beginning of like this online like incel, or not like the beginning, but like one of like the catalysts of the like online incel alt-right kind of thing. Like that's like one of the big events that kind of like led to that movement gaining so much steam. and you know, there's a lot of terrible people that gain prominence from it, including Vox Day. So he wanted to make an anti-woke superhero movie. It was going to star a woman superhero, which, like, I know you'd think, like, wait a second, that anti-woke, but the main character is a woman. Her name is Rebel, and her costume, I'm sure you could probably guess it, but it is basically Wonder Woman, but the pattern is all Confederate flags. You know, what else would it be?
Why? I wish that we could, like, stop trying to do a racism and calling it, like, just anti-woke. Like, yeah. Y'all already know you're racist. Just be racist. Like, you want to be this loud about being racist, then just say it with your whole chest. But, like, don't do this stupid shit. We're like, ooh, I'm going to do a racism, but call it an anti-woke. Like, no. You had the nerve to make it into a whole Wonder Woman costume.
Yeah. So
you want to be.
There is a bit of a happy ending to this story, though, but it's going to get a little sadder first. So this Vox Day guy, he decided he wanted to make this movie. I don't know if he, like, got a script or it was just a concept or something, but he went and turned to the internet. You know, he's got a big following of incels online, and he raised $1 million in crowdfunding, like, just from his fans to get this movie made. And he put that $1 million in escrow, and then it disappeared. Money. It got, like, hacked or something, or he just stole it. I'm not sure. Nobody is quite sure where the money went, but it's gone, and that's very funny. These sad loser fucking racist dorks gave this guy $1 million, and then it just disappeared. And unfortunately, or fortunately, I would argue, Rebel will never see the light of day.
Not gonna make it.
So pour one out for the anti-woke superhero movie. Yeah, I don't know. I'm here's the thing. If I wish they knew what happened to this money. I'm sure hopefully it'll come out eventually. If this dude just, like, ran off with it, that would make me mad. But if it, like, literally just got hacked or something, that'd be so fucking funny.
It would be what he deserves. It would be more than he deserves, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, having gotten to hold $1 million, even for a second, like, I understand that he only got to play just the tip with $1 million, but even that was more than he deserved.
For sure. Let's see. What else do we got here? Oh, so a couple of dead kid stories. This week, a 3-year-old shot and killed their 15-month-old brother in Pennsylvania. And authorities say they're still investigating what happened. Here's the thing. I would argue what happened was a parent left a gun out and the kid played with it. Like, I think it's open and shut. Like, what the fuck is investigating? Do you need to figure out if the 3-year-old bought it illegally? Like, what are you talking about?
Hang on. First of all.
Okay.
Actually, just Randy, would you like to say something about that?
Nah, she's fucked up.
That's pretty much it. No. You know, these stories are obviously sad, but, like, there's so fucking many of them. And, like, again, like, people always talk about, like, mass shootings and, like, you know, this terrible, like, gun violence in inner cities. But it's like so many people just die because some dumbass was playing with a gun that some other dumbass left out for them to play with. And, I feel it's important to talk about it because, like, you know, this just happens every fucking week, like, multiple times. In other news, a 14-year-old was shot to death this week by his 22-year-old uncle, who, according to police, was handling a shotgun. That was the police report. They're like, yeah, he was holding. We still don't know exactly what happened. He was holding a gun, and then this guy had, like, a bunch of holes in him from the gun, but we don't know exactly what happened.
Here's the thing. We can watch a video of a cop murdering someone at point blank range and still need to do an investigation. So on behalf of that 3-year-old, I'm glad that it's at least getting as much of a fighting chance to defend itself as the police.
Jesus Christ.
Not all cops are 3 year olds.
Not all cops are 3 year olds. Yes. The only way to stop a bad 3 year old with a gun. You know what? Never mind. Yeah.
I mean, I just feel like if we're giving cops the benefit of the doubt, if we're going to let cops find someone to blame, we should also let a 3 year old find someone to blame.
Yeah, and you know, I am, you know, pretty in favor of prison abolition, but I think this 3 year old should at least be put in timeout.
I think that we should put it behind one of those baby gates, like put it behind one of those gates and just say it's in baby jail. That's the only, you know what, you can't really call yourself a prison abolitionist if you want to put babies behind a baby gate and call a baby jail.
Don't call yourself a prison abolitionist if you let your kids, if you put your kids in a crib. I don't know what I'm doing anymore. Let's talk about something else.
Prison is just a pack and play for grown-ups.
So this week, this is actually kind of exciting. Salt Lake City, Utah is launching this new program where there's this like 8 acre plot of land that's just been sitting empty like near the city. And so they are using this whole like plot of land to build like almost 100 tiny homes to just give to unhoused people. Like they're just building all these little, like, I mean, they're tiny little houses, but like people have their own space and it's not in some fucking crazy shelter where like, you know, I've heard so many horror stories about, oh, just go in a shelter. And it's like, that's kind of a fucking nightmare in and of itself. So this is really cool. They're like, you know, doing something to try and address the unhoused population that isn't just like, oh, let's kick them out of this park so they go over to the other park. Like, you know, it's good. Now, I will say the reason I wanted to talk about this is because people in this neighborhood are very upset that this is happening. They don't want these unhoused people to become housed people in their neighborhood. See, they were lobbying for this plot of land to be turned into restaurants and stores. You know, that thing we don't have enough of anywhere, everywhere. You know, I love a good restaurant and or store, but you know, I would trade like a somehow like Mexican ramen fusion place for, you know, people not having to sleep on the streets, but maybe that's just me.
It's so gross to me when people's attitude about a population of houseless people and their proximity is like their interest in eliminating the problem of houselessness is just getting people who don't have who don't have a house or a place to live, like just getting them out of our sight. Like,
yeah.
Fuck getting them a place to live. That's not how we solve the problem. The problem is just make it so I don't have to look at them on the way to the places that I want to go.
I don't care if they suffer and die an agonizing death. I just don't want to see them because they make me feel weird because I have nice things.
Think about it, you know?
Yeah. But, you know, shout out to whoever in the fucking Salt Lake City Council managed to pull this off, because that's really fucking cool. I mean, I wish there was more shit like that going on. And hopefully it works out so that people will be like, fuck, this did kind of work. I guess we should do more of this. I don't know. But, yeah, you know, we could always go to, you know, Salt Lake City, very liberal. Like, you could always go to California where they just put them on buses to the next town over. So, yeah, you know, good for them. Let's talk about, this one's rough. Steve Bannon is going to jail. Oh, no. He contempted Congress, which I don't actually know if you can use that word that way. He was found guilty for contempt of Congress, and he was sentenced to 4 months in jail. 4 months. That's serious.
We're just shipping that silly little guy right off to the old pack and play.
Now, here's what I don't understand. Like, he got this sentencing and then, like, left the courthouse. Like, isn't it normally whenever you get sentenced to jail, you just go to jail from the courthouse? Like, I heard somebody talking about, like, he's not sure when he's going to serve his time because obviously he wants to be out for the election. I'm like, Do you get to choose that? What the fuck is this? I don't understand how this shit works.
I'm not rich enough to understand how this shit works.
Yeah.
Is that money? That's a rich thing then. It's a money thing. Like I don't get it. Like I thought they like, oh, you're guilty. Okay. You can't go home and like do stuff anymore. Like,
well, here's the thing. It depends on one. It should depend on what the crime is. Two, it depends on if you're being held in jail already.
Oh, like, okay. Okay.
If you couldn't make bail and you've been sitting in ACJ waiting for your trial, then you get convicted, they're just going to take you back to ACJ.
Okay.
But if you were like at home standing, like, for example, I mean, the fact that they're treating his contempt of Congress case like the way that like a magistrate treats a DUI is wild to me.
Mm-hmm.
But like, if you get a DUI and it's like bad enough that you're going to have to serve time, it's generally not like they don't take you out of jail from or out of the courthouse from your like DUI trial and take you right to jail. It's like they send you a letter that's like you must present by XYZ date to do your time. But the other thing is that's so interlaced with like privilege, financial privilege, racial privilege, etc.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, a white nonviolent offender could get sentenced to serve XYZ amount of time, but be allowed to serve it over, like, a number of weekends.
So fucked.
Yeah. So, like, you show up at the jail at, like, 5 p.m. on Friday, and then they, like, let you out on Sunday night.
That's ridiculous.
Like you're basically just grounded for the weekend by your parents. but then like the same crime done by a person of color or a person without necessarily like access
and means, to, yeah.
Yeah. They're just gonna be in there, just serve the time straight through.
How mad do you think you would be if you were the person in there serving the time straight through, watching somebody come and go on the weekends? Like, I feel like I don't know. This whole system is fucked. And you know what? Speaking of things that are fucked, this week, Republican legislators introduced what is essentially a national Don't Say Gay bill. Now, you know, resounding success down in Florida, obviously. Nobody has said the word gay in months now. So this bill, obviously, it's not going to pass with the current Congress, but they're just like, They're just like flexing, like, this is what we're going to do, motherfuckers. And like, they're doing shit that is like, this will get people out to vote for them that are like hateful, terrible people. And the Democrats never fucking do shit like this, like pass a bill that they know is going to fail or like introduce one that they know is going to fail to be like, hey, it, you know, once we get power, this is exactly what you're going to get. But yeah, so this, the bill, it bars any discussion of gender, sexuality, LGBTQ issues, or the psychotically vague sexually oriented materials in any school or hospital that receives a penny of federal funds.
Hospitals?
Yes, like medical centers. Like,
it, what?
If a doctor mentions sexually oriented material, that's against the law, according to this thing. It's fucking, it's like so widespread and also like kind of vague that it could just like allow anybody to get in trouble for anything that is not like a man and a woman wait till marriage, like that, anything else. Like, this also allows parents to sue in federal court if their child is exposed to any of this banned information. So like if a kid is at a doctor's office and like they just overhear a doctor talking to somebody else about something, their parents can sue that fucking doctor. Like, this is what the Republicans want to do. And there's like, you know, like people always talk about this stuff like, oh, this could never happen. Like, this will happen if nobody fucking stops them. Like, it's as simple as that. People will get out, and like hateful Republicans or even just fucking, you know, Republican like suburbanites that are scared that their kid's going to come out to them or something. They'll vote for these people. And yeah, I don't know. It's fucking scary that they're like, no, we're going to do the fascism, and we promise. Like, here's how we're gonna do it. Vote for us.
Okay, but not to like, not to shift the focus away from the people that will be like most harmed by that, but the overreaching harm of that is so much wider, because that broad language around sex and sexuality in general also makes it difficult or impossible for like people to communicate about a sexual assault, for people to talk about a rape. Like, oh, okay, you can get an abortion in the case of rape if you have medical proof that you were raped. Also, you can't talk to your doctor about anything sexual. So you can't tell your doctor you got raped. So good luck out there. Like, you can't tell your teacher that somebody was inappropriately touching you. Good luck.
Yeah, you can't tell your teacher that another teacher tried to fuck you. Like, oh, well, you're not allowed. Or you can tell the teacher, but they can't respond. They can't talk about it back to you. That's so fucking...
They just have to stand there like one of the guards outside of Buckingham Palace. And like...
Oh, fuck. Oh, no. Oh, yeah. So that's fucking crazy. Yeah. And, you know, like I said, like... The Democrats, this is what they should do, is be like, hey, if you like, this is the bill we will pass if you vote for us. Not this whole like, you know, I promise if I'm elected, I'm going to do this. It's like, no, show us, show it. Like, in I don't know. But yeah, no, this, there's so little being done to stop Republicans from winning in some places. Like, so we're from Pennsylvania, Randy. I don't know if you're aware of Dr. Future Senator Oz. This motherfucker, I'm so pessimistic. Like, the closer we get to the election, I'm like, he's gonna fucking win. He's gonna win. And it's because the polls have all been like, no, he's getting blown away. Like, Fetterman's definitely winning. I'm like, I don't know, dude. How many polls said Hillary would lose? Like, almost none? Like, I don't know. Gas is about to go up again. Like, everything's fucked. Like, people aren't happy. And I feel very pessimistic. But yeah, so luckily, you know, nope, no luck. It's bad luck. Never mind. Let's get on to our final subject here. Now, we like to take account of where our friend Brandon's at. And we do a semi regular recurring segment called "What the Fuck, Joe Biden." So we're gonna dive into that this week. The student debt relief program went live officially. Now, Randy, you were saying that you hopped onto that. Huh? How did the process go?
I was in the club last night and I signed up for that.
Was it smooth running or whatever? I remember the Obamacare website was fucking wild whenever it launched.
It just occurred to me, I was like in between drinks, like, God damn, I figured my loans out, fuck. and so I just,
so you also have ADHD.
So I just pulled it up on my phone. It took like 2 seconds. So it was
Shit. That's awesome. That's awesome. I do have a bit of bad news. I think yesterday or 2 days ago, a federal appeals court put a block on the student debt relief. So it's now going back to court. Joe Biden has until next week this week when you're listening to this, to file a motion to dismiss this appeal or whatever. But here, you know, a lot of states are, I think six Republican-led states are suing the federal government to stop this. Like, I don't know if it's going to go through, but I do know that, you know, maybe if we actually just would pass some fucking legislation that couldn't be like easily overturned in a court like that or appealed in a court like that, maybe that would go a little further than, you know, an executive order that some judge in fucking the middle of nowhere in Florida can be like, actually, no, you can't do this.
I mean...
I know, asking the government to legislate, it's a big ask, you know? It's a big ask. But hey, you know, you did it, Joe. Speaking of Joe Biden, this week he promised, and he strongly promised, that the first bill he will sign if Congress is kept by the Democrats He will sign a federal abortion guarantee. Now, mind you, Joe Biden could do this now. He could push, he could at least push something to happen through Congress. Like, it's not like if we have 51 senators, it's going to be easy. Like, it's going to be just as hard. But no, he's like, you have to vote for me. You have to vote for Democrats before we even try to do this, which, again, I think is a bad fucking strategy. Like, get, like, show us that you're willing to do it now, that we should even fucking vote for you. Not this whole, like, it's like a carrot and a stick, but the carrot is just like one of those things that keeps moving further back, and the stick is a medieval torture device that squeezes you all around. The stick is an NFT, or the carrot's an NFT, actually.
This is all an NFT.
Yeah, so I don't know. He promised to do something if people vote for Democrats, and, you know, I feel like if the Democrats, and again, I'm very pessimistic that they'll be able to keep the House and the Senate, but part of me thinks that, like, if they do, I fucking bet you it'll just be like, you have to vote for us in 2024 for us to do this. Like,
right, because that's the thing, is that's what they've been telling us for a very, very, very long time.
Yeah. Yeah. As soon as the election's called, it'll, like, all the emails will just switch from 22 to 24. And, like, it, I don't know. Show us that you're actually going to do something. Don't tell us the same bullshit you've been telling us for fucking 30 years. My entire life, they've been promising to guarantee federal abortion rights. And nope, they waited. Something popped up, a tweet that I sent out, like, 10 months ago or something in December of 2021, where I was just like, you know, if abortion rights are really that under attack, why don't they do something about it now? And I forgot I sent that, and it just popped up, and I was like, oh yeah, nailed it. Like, yeah. So wait until after they're gone to tell us that you'll still do the thing that you said you were still going to do. Also this week, Joe Biden was asked by a reporter if they were at, like, you know, asking him questions while I was getting on a plane. I hate when they do that, just because, like, he always gives these, like, half-assed answers. But somebody asked him, and they were like, hey, do you think there should be any restrictions on abortion? And Joe Biden replied, yes. And they were like, what should there be? And then he replied, Roe v. Wade, man, read it, get educated.
This is a person that doesn't know what's going on and didn't have the decorum of Liz Truss to say, ah!
Right.
Joe Biden, you can learn a lot from Liz Truss.
I don't think I'm qualified for this. I'm going to go over here.
Look, I will personally buy you $130,000 worth of ice cream, Joe. Just stay home. I will just give you the ice cream truck. I'll drive by your house every day in the ice cream truck, Joe. I'll let you pick anything you want free of charge. Just please let somebody else do this job.
Yeah, like, Let's Go Brandon is more like guiding an old person from the dining hall back to their room at the, like, retirement home. Like, Let's Go Brandon.
Let's go.
No,
let's go.
There aren't lanyards is tomorrow. Come on.
And finally, this week, Joe Biden announced that he is going to release additional oil from the national reserves to try and keep gas prices from going up 2 weeks before the election. Now, you know, there isn't a lot that the president can actually do to change gas prices. Like, you know, it's not like he can just, like, click something or press a button and they go down. So he's releasing, like, I think 15 million barrels of oil from, I don't know. They always talk about the strategic reserves, which I think is just like a bunch of swimming pools filled with gasoline or something. I'm not quite sure how it works. But he's putting this out there because, like, if gas goes up even like 50 cents between now and election day, it's it. That's all it fucking takes. Like, things are so dire. That tiny little bit will, that's what'll lose the House or the Senate or both. And then it'll just be 2 years of impeaching Joe Biden for different stuff every day. And I don't know, maybe Hunter will finally get justice. I don't know. Hunter Biden's dick will finally be under control.
We'll finally find out what was in Hillary's emails.
just a bunch of Papa John's promotional emails. And
it's a recorded conversation from a group therapy session between Joe Biden and Kanye.
Wait, that's a good point. Maybe Joe Biden should reach out to Kanye. He's really, you know, I heard the voicemail that he left for his fuck up son. Like, you know, I don't think Joe Biden's very good at being a president, but he kind of seems like he's good at being like, you know, taking care of his kid and being there for him. So Joe Biden and Kanye, come on the show. We will facilitate a conversation. We'll fix all this shit, man.
We can facilitate a reconciliation with the American people. JK Rowling, you're fucked. Find someone.
Yeah, JK Rowling's British. Fuck her. She ain't getting reconciled for shit.
Yeah. Y'all are in turmoil, though, so if we recolonize you guys, I'll let you on the pod.
Liz Truss and JK Rowling, both yins come on. Look, we should just start being the problem-solving pod. all right, so that's enough bad news. We are going to close out the show today with, we have our first official hero of the podcast. Deanna, I've been texting you about this all week. I'm so fucking excited for this story.
Okay. But like, to be fair, you haven't actually texted me anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
You just keep texting me to tell me that it exists. And then when I'm like, okay, say more, you're like, no, I won't.
Well, I wanted to tell you live because this made me so fucking happy.
What if after all this buildup, I don't care?
I don't think it's possible. Wait till you hear this. Okay. Enough suspense.
Okay.
Our first official worst week yet hero of the pod is 55-year-old Rory Woods out of Massachusetts. This week in Massachusetts, there was a protest happening about a wrongful eviction. A family was being kicked out of their house, and so a bunch of the black homeowners, and I believe it was a black family, was getting kicked out of their house. So a bunch of the black homeowners in the area showed up to protest and like yell at the sheriffs and try and disrupt this eviction and try and stop it from happening. But then Rory Woods showed up in a beekeeper's outfit and pulled out a bunch of hives from her car and started shaking them to get the bees to attack the police. She sicked bees on the cops. One of the officers yelled out, "Oh, some of us are allergic to bees." And Rory screamed back, "Good."
I love it. I was thinking about a list of things I wanted to throw soup on, but now I'm going to make a list of things I want to throw bees at.
Well, I endorse the, you know, you don't have to endorse anything, but, you know.
I don't endorse a goddamn thing, you know.
But I do endorse this. I don't know if you can get in trouble for saying you want people to assault cops with bees on a podcast, but I'm doing it.
Okay, but like letting bees out like near cops, like unless you could prove that the bees were trained.
Well, you know,
are these
we don't
cops sniffing bees?
Well, we also don't know, like, what were the cops wearing? Like, why did the bees attack them? What were they doing in that neighborhood even, you know?
Why were the cops out at that time of day?
Exactly. What are they doing there?
Yeah.
How many drinks did they have before they wandered into the bee swarm half naked?
Why were they covered in honey?
That's just a cop thing. Nobody knows.
I don't know. Give the bees the benefit of the doubt.
Yes.
If we
yes.
can investigate for cops, we can investigate the bees.
So, yes, Rory Woods is facing multiple counts of assault and battery. I'm pretty sure she's going to go to jail for a long time. But
she didn't batter anyone. She beat them.
Assault and beatery? Oh, God.
three bees a day.
But goddamn, what a fucking way to go down, you know? Like she drove up there, she knew, she was like, I'm going to jail for the rest of my life, but you know what, I'm gonna sick the motherfucking bees on these pigs, dude. Like, goddamn, I'm gonna send her money when she's in jail. I'm gonna do it. Like,
and like everyone talks about if women were in charge, how like like misogynists are like, if women were in charge, everything would be so much worse. Like, no, we would just be doing the most pettiest gotchas and then like quietly poisoning people. Like, That's what would be happening. Like that pregnant lady that rode in the HOV lane. Like we would just be like petty pranks and poison.
Hell yeah. Petty pranks and poison. And for all your petty pranks and poison need, patreon.com/worstweekyet. Randy, thank you so much for hanging out, dude. This was fun. Do you have any social medias you'd like folks to follow?
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram at Not Staples. It's just Not Staples.
Yeah.
The person who has my actual name on Instagram, they have like 5 followers, and eventually I will find them and kill them until that day.
May I suggest bees?
I will find their address and I will release bees.
You could just use their email address to like sign up for a bunch of like off-brand dating sites like Farmers Only and like Vampires Meet.
And, what? Like, hold on, time out. Is that a real one?
Don't ask questions.
Vampires Meet.
You don't need to know where Candace Owens met her white husband, okay? He's married.
Fuck yeah. And go see Randy do stand up if you're in the DC area. We had a good time at the open mic that we did on, like, I don't know, between 3 and 20 days ago. I have no concept of time at this point. Deanna, what about you, buddy? Would you like anybody to find you anywhere?
No, as usual, I don't like to be looked for, but if you're a glutton for punishment, you can find me on Twitter. ADHDanna at DDDDanna. That's 4 D's, EANNA. I am trying to tweet some stuff. It's like sad girl shit, but like kind of funny.
Hell yeah. Deanna's,
I don't know.
Deanna's back to tweeting. You know, I noticed like the last week or so, there's been like 3 or 4 times where I tweeted something sad and you tweeted something mean but funny. I'm like, she's back. She's back, folks.
It's soup season. Stay out of the calamity chowder. Be good, girl.
And of course, you can follow me at Andrew Hiller US. You can find the show at Worst Week Yet. You can support the show over at patreon.com/worstweekyet. And thanks again for listening, hanging out. And we will be back next week with more bad news.